Welcome to Sports at Large. The 2025 NFL season is officially over. The names of Matthew Stafford, the regular season most valuable player, and Kenneth Walker III, his Super Bowl counterpart, may echo loudest among the fans. But the real, largely untold but necessary narrative of the season just passed and the likely story of the next season is embodied in five names. The monikers of Todd Bowles, Aaron Glenn, and D'Amico Ryans, as well as Eric Bieniemy and Mike McDaniel, are the ones that should resonate around the 32-team league. The first three, Bowles, Glenn, and Ryans, are the only three black head coaches in the league. There were five black head coaches at the start of the season, and seven as recently as 2 years ago. But the firing of the aforementioned McDaniel from Miami and the resignation of Mike Tomlin after 19 years with the Steelers leaves the NFL, a league where 70% of the players are African Americans, with black men holding just 9% of its coaching posts. Indeed, in the just completed hiring cycle, where 10 teams search for a new head coach, not a single black man was brought on to lead a squad. 23 years ago, the NFL enacted a policy named for then-Pittsburgh owner Dan Rooney, which requires each team to interview qualified minority candidates for every major opening, including, but not limited to, coach. This marks the fifth time since the Rooney Rule was enacted that an entire hiring season passed without a single black head coaching hire, though this year's 0-for-10 is the worst of those five. In addition, the offer comes as the league canceled a networking and professional development program designed to help identify and mentor minority coaching and front office candidates. Just as disheartening as the coaching failure is the fact that there are only two black offensive coordinators, Bieniemy, who returns to Kansas City, and McDaniel, who landed with the Los Angeles Chargers. This is significant, as the route to NFL head coaching posts run through the offensive coordinator slot. Two-thirds of coaches hired in the last 5 years have a background directing offenses, though tellingly, Bieniemy will not call plays with the Chiefs. Ideally, considering how much NFL teams receive in tax subsidies and government-provided facilities, you would think that Commissioner Smiling Roger Goodell and some of the league's owners would be hauled before Congress to explain their hiring practices, or that the Federal Justice Department would open investigations into possible violations of hiring and civil rights laws. Since that's not going to happen, perhaps, as former NFL Players Union Chief Damaris Smith has suggested, the remedy is at the state level. Take the Ravens, for example. They had one of those 10 coaching openings and passed over talented black candidates to hire Jesse Minter, a white coach with no previous head coaching experience. The Ravens play in a rent-free, state-provided stadium and are getting $600 million in bonds to renovate it. Perhaps Governor Wes Moore, Attorney General Anthony Brown, and some state legislators could encourage the team to explain its reasoning. We'll be listening. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.